As men, we are often proud of our accomplishments. So it only makes sense that on the first date, we should talk about those accomplishments, right? But for some reason, she's just not sold on our impressive resume. Is it possible we're talking about ourselves just a little too much on the first date? In this episode, I'm going to explain a thing called mansplaining and why taking an interest in what she has to say will get you much further than delivering a large resume about all of your most impressive works. As men, we seek to accomplish a lot, and we're very proud of those accomplishments, and that's a good thing. The problem is, when we bring a resume of all of our greatest accomplishments, such as what we do for a job, what kind of car we drive, how much money we make, and so on, we tend to lose her somewhere in the conversation. This is because she doesn't see the same value in these things as we do. And I'm not suggesting for a minute that she's not paying some attention to these things. She does want a man who is well-founded in life, but the problem is she's afraid of not having that deeper connection with you. A deeper connection with women can be found when you actively listen to what she is saying in the conversation and you offer your own input, such as stories about you that are relative to what she is saying, or maybe even ask her deeper questions about what she has initially been saying or talking about. I realize this can be a little bit confusing to navigate this whole conversation maze, and I do help my clients who work with me one-on-one to do so. If you would like some help with this, go ahead and check out the link in the description below. I call this the 80-20 rule as it pertains to dating. It's really more of a 50-50, but I tell my clients it's 80-20 because we as men tend to naturally want to talk or mansplain a lot about ourselves. So I figure if you are a little more conscientious of how much you're talking in the conversation, you'll get closer to where you should be as far as your monologues when you're talking on the first date. 50% of the time, you do want to be talking about yourself because she does want to get to know you, just don't make it sound like you're bragging. 50% of the time, you want to hear from her and figure out what makes her life interesting. Look for her to be interested in what you're saying, but also show a sincere interest in what she's saying. This is how you form that deeper connection. Rather than treating the first date like an interview in which you spew up a resume about all the things that make you a great dating option for the woman you're with, give some consideration to what she is saying. Think 80% of the time you want to be listening and actively engaging and responding to what she is saying. 20% of the time, you want to talk about yourself so that she gets to know who you are. Women want to keep dating somebody they feel a connection with. And the best way to do that is to learn about each other. Again, if you would like a more tailored approach and a little bit more help on how to conduct a great first date conversation, then go ahead and apply to work with me directly in the link in the show notes below. And that's the tip for this week. If you like the tips you hear on the show, then don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, and leave a comment. If you're listening to this on podcast, then be sure to leave a 5-star review and comment. That's how you can help the show to grow, and the more it grows, the more great content I can keep bringing you. As always, get out there and ace it.